Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! You heard it. It is our man, George Reister, in for Rob Parker. Rob, we announced yesterday his younger sister, Robin, unfortunately passed away from a heart attack. So he is still mourning and going through the grieving process. But he's thankful to all of you for your prayers and your well wishes. And he'll be back very soon. But we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And yesterday he was so nice that we had to do it twice. It's our man George Reister in from he became famous with the Jacksonville Jaguars as their tight end, but now he's making quite the name for himself as an NFL analyst and really analyzing all sports here at Fox Sports Radio. So it's good to have him in. Man, how are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Happy to be here. And again, you know, we are Rob is in our thoughts and prayers. His family, and sad he can't be here today. But I will be here representing, and hopefully I can honor him with the way I whoop on you today again, Chris.
Again,
I know you needed to ice up after yesterday.
Delusional. You already
needed to ice up after yesterday. Black eyes and, you know, everything.
I'm not going to tell you the results of the unofficial Twitter poll I took, but they were ugly and highly in my favor. But
right, man. You're a team light skin, so we know you bruise easy.
Well, we do have a great show. Look, it's a short show. It's going to be short and sweet. It is 1 hour. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with our typical 3 hours, but we've got a special draft show coming up for you. Jay Glazer, the one and only, Peter Schrager, and Joel Klatt. I mean, that's a heck of a trio. They will take you through the draft starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and it's going to be great. So we have no problem stepping aside for our final 2 hours and turning it over to those guys. But for the next 60 minutes, we're going to have a lot of fun with you. We've got Chad Reuter, the NFL draft analyst from NFL.com, stepping up at the bottom of the hour to answer some questions about the draft, which is just about an hour away. And of course, you'll get your chance to weigh in. So you prepare. It's a short show, but you will get your chance to weigh in, as always, with what you're hoping that your team, your favorite team, whoever that might be, what you're hoping to get from the draft tonight from them. With all that said, let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got the man, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, of course, on the ones and the twos. In for super producer Rob G is our main man, Gavin, running the show. Gavin, welcome. It's always great when you're here. And doing the updates, the gas man, David Gascon. And since Rob is not here, he is on my side tonight, which is always good. So with all that said, it's a TV theme show Thursday. Yes, we still will do that. And in honor of Rob Parker, I'm requesting The Golden Girls is our first song. But before we get to that, let us talk about this draft. And George, let's start off and be quick, because we do want to get into some of the technical things, you know, for tonight's draft. But I do have a question for you. I think you can give some insight in, you know, 30 to 45 seconds for our listeners. You were drafted, obviously. So yep. What is this like? I mean, what is this night like? You've been, you know, maybe waiting your whole life, looking forward to getting drafted in the NFL or the NBA for some guys. What is this life, this night like for a draftee?
It all depends on your expectations. Like for me, the first day of the draft was horrible because I expected
to be.
So you thought
you were going first round?
No. That point in time, it was the first three rounds that were on day one.
Okay.
And then four through seven were on day two. I expected to be drafted round second roundish. And I got a couple calls and it didn't go the way I wanted to go. I was like one of the first couple picks of the fourth round. And that was hard for me. Like, it was just emotionally, like, hard for me and my family. So it's like kind of like that for guys like Aaron Rodgers, who sat in the green room, Lamar Jackson, even though that they didn't have to wait quite as long. It's still kind of embarrassing. You're frustrated.
Right.
But then you have other guys who were selected higher or go where they were slotted or expected. And it is just a day of elation. And it's kind of a culmination. Well, the first part of a culmination of a lifelong dream.
That's good. That's because you're right. I guess for some guys, it could be a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, so you, when you got drafted, it was more relief rather than excitement, I guess.
Correct. Yeah. I was laying on the couch the next day and it was right after the draft started. I got the call. Jaguars were on the line and I didn't say anything to anybody in the room that was, and all of a sudden they saw my name flash up. They all yell and scream. So that made it a little bit better. But after that, I was like, listen, it is time to go to work. Because they slept on me. This is not cool. I'm pissed off.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, you can't let somebody, like, this is a subjective thing. And so even players who don't go drafted, who go undrafted, they can still turn around and make something great out of their career. Tom Brady, I mean, he was 199. Now he's considered the GOAT by most people.
Yeah, no, that's right. And to be honest, for guys that do slip, it can be a test of your mental toughness.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, there's always, I mean, Russell Wilson, a third rounder, you know, Dak Prescott, a fourth rounder. Like you said, some of these guys that are drafted today in the first round, they're not going to pan out. And other guys that are drafted Saturday, you know, in the last several rounds, there'll be a couple stars probably out of that.
Well, the biggest thing, the biggest difference between being drafted first and being drafted in the seventh round, into the seventh round, is the first thing is money. The second thing is opportunity, because you have less opportunity and there's less expectations on you when you are the seventh round draft pick. So if you sprain an ankle, you get hurt in camp, you might get cut. First round draft pick, no matter what you do, aside from you not showing up, you will be on that football team.
and will be paid. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the biggest thing that I don't think people always consider is that, yeah, everybody wants to be number one, but more than getting drafted the highest, you want to be in a situation that fits you the best and where you're going to get the most opportunity, because it doesn't matter how good Joe Burrow is going to be, Isaiah Simmons, Jeff Okuda, whoever it is. If you don't go to the right situation, your career won't pan out the way it needs to.
No, that's right. And speaking of that, going to the right situation. Now, we heard yesterday you're not very high on Joe Burrow, but all reports are that Cincinnati will take him. And I look, they're in a position. I like Burrow. I like him better than you do. I'm fine with them taking him number one. But I also think the fact that he's from nearby in Ohio, the fact that he had arguably the greatest, you know, passing performance we've ever seen in college football, won the national championship, seems to have, you know, the good leadership skills. And all. Like, there are a lot of things saying that you got to take him almost. First of all, you do like him. They like him. Secondly, though, it's somewhat insurance, too, because if he pans out and you pass,
you hit a
home
run.
Right. If he pans out and you pass on him, then you get crushed because he was your hometown kid. He was right there in your backyard. So I think they got to take him. Let me ask you this, though. What do you think Miami should do? Because there's reports that they've been trying to move up to number one. They're going to get rebuffed, it appears. I don't even think they should be trying, because I think if they can get Tua, who I like as much as Burrow, you know, aside from the injuries, if they can get him at five, I think they're fine and you don't have to give up any other assets to move up to number one. You can maybe get an offensive tackle at the, you know, 18 spot, or they got two other first round picks after number five. So get your shore up your offensive line there. That's where I think they should do. What do you think the Miami Dolphins? Because they're kind of a team we're going to be watching tonight in the first round. What do you think they should do?
Well, if I'm the Miami Dolphins, obviously, if you can move up and you want Joe Burrow, then you try to do it. But that's not happening. But the thing is that you have to figure out who you like the most. Like, if you are in love with Tua, then you have to move to a spot that you can guarantee get him. Because a lot of the team that's been the most quiet about chatter has been the Washington Redskins. And that's a team that I'm looking at like, whoa, there is where Tua could actually slide in. Everybody thinks that Chase Young or Jeff Okuda is going to be the lock pick there. And I'm like, how do you figure? Because they have Dwayne Haskins, who they drafted last year, I think with the 7th pick. And he didn't play all that well. In fact, in one game, the dude was in the locker room or on the sideline, couldn't find his helmet, and they were time to take a knee. So they aren't necessarily in love with him.
Well, you make an interesting point quickly. This may play into what you're saying. I just saw a story come across that Haskins has been lighting it up, impressing people. And it just came across today. That could, I mean, this is the season of smoke screens. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And I personally like Haskins as a player. You know, we didn't see a ton last year, but I'm not ready to give up on him. But for something like that to come out today, that is the type of thing that makes you wonder, is that a plant, you know, and is that a smokescreen?
Well, see, what you should do is not give up on a guy that you spent a 7th round, the number 7 pick on last year. But we saw this same story play out in last year's draft when the Arizona Cardinals selected Kyler Murray. And the previous year, they selected Josh Rosen with the number 10 pick. And they gave up on him, traded him away to Miami for a bag of peanuts. Right. So, I mean, it's one of those things that, yes, that may not be the optimal decision, but you got to remember that these are NFL teams, not always run by, you know, the people who do optimal things, especially when you get a new regime in, new coach. Then that's when you have some of that turnover and redrafting.
Yeah, and I think that you know, like I said, this report says that Haskins is impressing people with his grasp of the offense and all that.
How, though? That's what makes it a plant. They haven't been at the facility.
Fishy. It's fishy. Yeah, exactly. Right. He's not even at the facility. So
yeah, how you impressing somebody? You Zoom calls?
Right. Speaking of which, our guest at the bottom of the hour, I mentioned Chad Reuter. He actually, in one of, I haven't seen his latest mock draft. I will check it out before we get to him. But in one of them, he had Tua going number 2 to Washington. So we'll ask him about this. But that would obviously throw a monkey wrench in Miami's, in what I think are or should be their plans of getting Tua. But you think, see, I'm not as high on Justin Herbert as you are. You seem to think they might be as good off if they get Herbert, if they have to take him at number 5.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, you always, like, you never know how these things are going to play out because, like we said, there's a question mark at the number 2 spot in the draft with Washington. And then you look at the Lions at number 3. Stafford still got really 2 more years on his contract. But you're like, oh, if we love Tua that much, can we draft him and maybe trade Stafford or keep Stafford just for 1 year because just to make sure that Tua's hip is 100% healthy. Right. But then we got our quarterback of the future. Stafford never makes it through a whole season. I mean, that is available as well. But if I'm Miami, we talked yesterday that – you know, but we already know that Burrow is going to be the number 1 pick. I wouldn't draft him number 1. The hometown thing is a factor. But with the Dolphins, if I don't love Justin Herbert and I'm not going to, you know, expend all my mortgage the house and the cars and everything to move up, then I take my tackle. I take whoever the best available player is at that time to help my team because – Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't do a bad job last year. And if you can improve this defense and then wait and get the quarterback that you need later, then that's what you should do. Do not reach if you're the Dolphins.
I tell you what, along those lines, if I'm the Dolphins and the top two quarterbacks, Tua and Burrow, are gone, and I don't like Herbert, to your point, what I'm doing is just I'm drafting my offensive tackle. Maybe you take two offensive. I mean, that was the worst offensive line in the league last year by a mile. So maybe you take two of them in the first round. But whatever you do, you get one for sure at number five. Get made the best one, and then I like Jalen Hurts, and I think you can get him a little bit later. So shore up some of your other places places of need for your team earlier in the draft, and I'm looking at Jalen Hurts if I'm Miami, because I think I see some Dak Prescott and maybe even a little Russell Wilson in Hurts.
Yeah, you don't always have, I mean, everybody gets so locked into, I got to have a number one pick at quarterback. Look at the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
And
Russell Wilson.
Historically.
Yeah, they're
Joe
not.
Joe Montana was a third round pick.
They don't fall in the first round all the time. Actually, if you look at some of the best NFL draft classes of all time, a lot of these dudes weren't first round picks.
Right.
Like, look at starters now. You got Russell Wilson, Nick Foles, and Kirk Cousins are all still in the league while Andrew Luck, RG3 aren't playing.
Right.
And neither is Brandon Weeden from that 2002 draft.
It's a host of top Keeley Smith, Jamarcus, Russell. I mean, it's a host of guys we could name. All right, here we go. We want to throw it out to you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who do you want your team to draft tonight? What are you hoping to come out of tonight with for your favorite team? Hit us up. It's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, George Reister, in for Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and George Reister is in for Rob Parker. It's a TV theme show Thursday, but also an NFL draft Thursday. And look, with the shutdown, I mean, new stuff is huge. The Last Dance was treated like the Super Bowl. The draft is, I mean, we can't wait. I'm always looking forward to the draft, but tonight I'm really looking forward to it because it's something new. All right, but also during the draft, we recognize the best. And Lowe's is doing the same thing for their associates who have really stepped up during this crisis, and we mean that. So don't miss the Lowe's associates that we'll be highlighting within the next hour during the draft here on Fox Sports Radio. Coverage begins next at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 Pacific, right here again on Fox Sports Radio with Jay Glazer, Joel Klatt, Peter Schrager, as they predict and break down every single pick of the first round. It's all presented to you by Lowe's. All right, we want to know from you, what are you hoping your favorite team does tonight? Let's get to these calls. Marty in Kentucky. Marty, what's happening, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Good to have you on, man. So you excited about tonight?
Well, anything sports related right now is right. Excited. My Steelers don't have a first-round pick. They made a great move and traded it up for Minka Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins, and that really paid off. But they do have a second-round pick, number 49, and I'm going unconventional here. I love Ben Roethlisberger, but at his age and injury he had last year, I'm going to start looking for that next guy. Maybe he could just sit, he could take a year or two watching and learning. But Jacob Eason is the guy that I got my eyes on. He's got a great arm, and in the AFC North, you need to be able to chuck it down the field. You got to throw shots down the field. That vision, that's the long-term sustainable successful quarterback in that division has been able to chuck it down the field. And I had a guy tell me today, typical Dallas Cowboys fan, said, man, who do you want a guy who had to go to Washington to play, couldn't play for Georgia? And I told him, I said, I'll tell you what, you look at the Super Bowl area, the Patriots have never won a Super Bowl with a quarterback that was picked before the sixth round. And the Steelers the Steelers also have six, and they have never won a Super Bowl with a quarterback from a major conference.
Louisiana Tech and
Brasher
in Miami of Ohio are the
no, that's true. That's true. All right, we'll see if that happens. There are a lot of people that like Eason, so we'll see if Marty's wish you're not high on him. I saw that some people had him rated ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Dude, listen, Jacob Eason, he checks every box except for like the leadership all the time and the accuracy box, and he always takes ridiculous
except
sacks.
For those boxes.
Yeah, I mean, but when you look at when you say a guy that looks the part, he's big, he's strong, and got a cannon for an arm. Yeah, there's a reason why Washington wasn't that great this year, and why he lost his spot at Georgia. I mean, like he's a solid quarterback. He's just not special.
To make Marty feel better, George doesn't like anybody. So don't worry. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, Marty. Let's go to Sean in Sacramento. Sean, you're on with Chris and George. What's up, man?
What's up with y'all, fellas? First and foremost, man, prayers going up for Rob's sister, man. Hopefully she's getting napkin cookies up in heaven where she's at right now.
Yes.
And welcome to George, man, one of my favorite weekenders, man. Used to you with Dan Byer, but it sounds great with you and Chris today, man. I'm loving it.
I appreciate it.
He's doing all right. He takes a punch well, and, you know, he bounces back.
Right. I like them takes, too, man, right off of Rob Parker's playbook. But real quick, my thing is I'm a huge Broncos fan, man, and one of the glaring issues that we had last year was just really poor wide receiver play. I mean, we have one stud. We let Emmanuel go after he was over here just dying for the last couple of years in Denver. So I'm really hoping we somehow get Jerry Jeudy out of Alabama. And, man, I just want to double up and pick up Laviska Shenault in the second or third round, man. What do you guys think about that?
Well, look, if you can get Jeudy, I mean, obviously most people seem to have him as the top guy in the draft at receiver. But even if you don't get him, I mean, there's a few other guys out there that I think would look good on the outside for Denver. So, I mean, we know wide receiver is huge in this draft. So if they want a receiver, then they should be able to get one in this draft, whether it's Jeudy or somebody else. So I think you'll get a good receiver. Could be CeeDee Lamb, you know, somebody like that. So
listen, here's the thing. Here's the truth about Denver and John Elway drafting, that this year, hopefully this virtual draft helps them out, because he's a fantastic drafter on defense. But if you look at his offensive picks, they've been horrible. They've been absolutely horrible. So hopefully this virtual draft brings a new, fresh wave for John Elway offensively, because he drafts great
on
defense.
So you think he'll draft the wrong wide receiver?
Oh, for sure. He will find a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory when it comes to draft.
You like Jeudy the best?
I like Jeudy a lot, but a guy that he just mentioned was Laviska Shenault. Like, this dude can do it all, and I'm really high on CeeDee Lamb as well. But Jerry Jeudy, he drops the occasional ball that you don't love, but his route running is superb.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the iCouple, and it is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. He's the NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. Definitely the man we want to speak to right now. Perfect timing, Chad Ryder. Chad, welcome to the iCouple.
I appreciate it, guys.
Chad, your mock draft is very interesting. Now, you know that you've probably seen this. I just saw it pop. It came like 25 minutes ago that the Washington Redskins, suddenly they're really impressed with Dwayne Haskins, with his grasp of the offense and all that. Looks like a leak to me, a smokescreen to me. And I'm guessing to you as well, because you've got Tua going second to the Redskins. Tell me why you think that's going to happen.
Well, I did that on my previous mock, the latest one I did. I actually put Chase Young in there because,
okay.
And I think Tua should be the pick. That's my opinion, is that I think he's going to be special. But I think when you look at what the Redskins are, I mean, Dan Snyder just went through RG3, and I could see why they have some worries about a guy that has injury history. So I get it. But I'd take Tua. And Chase Young is going to be a fantastic player. I mean, he's going to be a really, really good player. But I'd take Tua. In the latest version, I went with Chase just to see how everything would play out if I did that.
Gotcha. And you've got Herbert. I think you got him going. Well, let me ask you this way. What do you have the Dolphins doing with their pick? Moving up, staying at five, and who they getting?
Yeah, I like them. I've liked them through the process to go up and get whoever they like the most, whether that's Herbert. Because I think the Chargers and the Dolphins might be interesting to see what they're willing to do, how high of a price they're willing to pay for these quarterbacks. So I've been predicting that Miami would switch either maybe with Detroit, maybe with the Giants to make sure that they get the guy they want. And that could very well be Justin Herbert.
The guy that I'm looking at in terms of the most intriguing guy in the draft is Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. He's outside linebacker / safety, because I think he needs to go to a particular place that he can be used properly. Do you think that is in the four spot, maybe to the Giants? Where are his best fits?
Yeah, I like him. Well, to be honest, I think the game has changed sufficiently. And this really started with Cam Chancellor, you know, where you have a guy that has a linebacker body playing a safety role. And I think the Chancellor position is something that Simmons can do really well. And I think he could, but he could also, I mean, he covers guys in the slot. I mean, he's a superb athlete. So I think he fits in a lot of systems. I think Carolina would love him. I think Jacksonville would love him. I think typically Dave Gettleman's into the big boys. So, you know, that's kind of the way that I'm thinking he's going to go is one of those offensive linemen. But I wouldn't blame him for taking Simmons, because you can rush him off the edge, you can play him in coverage, you can line him up in the slot, you can do a lot of stuff with him and free up your other guys. You can put your safeties back and you don't have to worry about them covering the shallow stuff, because Simmons is all over it. So I think he can play in a lot of different areas.
Well, an intriguing pick, I think, is the Jordan Love out of Utah State. A lot of people are high on Jordan Love. What do you think about him? Where do you think he should go?
I think he should be a top 12 guy. I think a lot of teams are, you know, it's interesting. You hear about, oh, a lot of NFL GMs don't like Jordan Love. Well, if you ask a GM who's not interested in a quarterback what they think of a quarterback, they're not likely to like him. But if you ask guys that really like that need a quarterback, A, they're not going to tell you what they really think. And B, if they love the guy, they're not going to say it out loud, because they don't want other people to know that. So my take is, if you need a quarterback in this league, you better go get one. And if you don't have it, you've seen, you know, let's look at the Bengals, for example. Andy Dalton, solid quarterback, solid guy, solid quarterback. If you don't have a playmaker, you're not making it in the league. You're not gonna be an elite team in the league. So to me, he's got the potential to be really good. He's not Patrick Mahomes, but he's got a potential. You know, he's very similar to Colin Kaepernick, in my opinion. And I think in time, he can use his feet and his arm to become a very good NFL quarterback, which Colin Kaepernick was. And I think he's going to lead a team. I think Jordan Love can lead a team that has a good defense and all that to regular playoff appearances and more. So I think a team would be very smart to get him.
Chad Ryder, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com, joining the Odd Couple. Chad, we're not hearing much at all about another quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Where are you at on him, and where do you think teams are thinking about him?
Yeah, I think he's going to go late second into late third. I mean, somewhere in the third round, most likely. I think a team would have to, if they're going to take him, you know, any earlier than that, they think of him as a, you know, plug-in starter. And I don't quite think he's there. But he is a guy that I would want on my team. And I said the exact same thing about Russell Wilson when he came out.
Mm.
And Russell had different, you know, the height thing was an issue for teams when he came out. If Russell Wilson came out now, they wouldn't worry about it. They just pick him in the first round anyway. So I think Jalen is a very, and he's got similar traits. You can also kind of equate him, you know, to other quarterbacks in that third round range that maybe they become a starter, or maybe they're just a, you know, maybe they're just a backup that you want on your team for a long time. And I think you take a chance, you take Jalen in that part of the draft, maybe early second or late second, excuse me. The Patriots, you know, or other teams like that could look at him in the late second, and they got rid of their pick. But anyway, I mean, a team that has a belief in him could pick him late second and think this guy's going to be a starter. But my guess is third round, solid guy. He makes some throws really well, not as accurate in other throws. And like, if you had a choice between him and Jacob Eason to be on your team, I think a lot of teams would take Jalen Hurts.
I'm always intrigued by draft strategy, but I do agree with you. Hurts over Eason for sure. But I always say draft guys by their floor instead of by their ceiling. I think it gets you in a lot less trouble, and you will rarely bust with that strategy. How many teams employ that strategy, and what's your thought about that?
I don't think a lot. Well, I don't think a lot of teams think that way. And here's kind of my take on that. You know, Mike Shanahan was known to be a highlight scout. If you show me the top 10 plays that you can find from this guy, me and my coaching staff will get him to do that a lot more often. And we can put him in a rotation to make sure he's fresh, and we can make him do that regularly. So I think most teams are really more of a ceiling than a floor. But you're absolutely correct in that is riskier. There's no question about that. But I think most guys that I've talked to over time have seen how risk takers end up doing well in the league because they are willing, you know, where would the Chiefs be if they hadn't gone up and made a big move to go get Patrick Mahomes? They'd probably be, you know, a playoff team, maybe. Alex Smith maybe would still be there. Maybe he'd lead them to the playoffs. But now they got a chance to be really, really good. And you might fall flat on your face sometimes. But to be honest, you're a GM. And you know, look, these guys may only have 3 or 4 years to get it done before they're out the door.
Right.
And you got to do what you want to do. And you got to take the risks that you think are, you know, what you need to do. And you can't worry about failure.
Chad, most people have Jerry Jeudy as the top receiver in this draft, and it's a great draft for receivers. I believe you've got Ruggs, his teammate, Henry Ruggs, ahead of him. Is that the case, and why do you like Ruggs better?
Well, I think there's a difference between where I have guys in a mock draft and, you know, where I like them as a player. I have a feeling that Ruggs may get that push like John Ross did with the Bengals a few years ago, where you run that fast 40. And Ruggs really is a good receiver, too. He's not just a fast guy. So he can make a lot of plays. And I think, you know, honestly, a guy like Deebo Samuel last year for the 49ers, you saw what he could do when the 49ers gave him the ball in his hands in space. And I think Ruggs can be that kind of guy, but then with elite speed on top of it. And he can also take off the top of a defense. Jerry Jeudy is a fantastic receiver. I mean, he is not an elite athlete. And I think that kind of guy will fall down the board a little bit, which doesn't mean he won't be a fantastic receiver. I mean, you've seen late-round guys all the way back to Marvin Harrison. Right.
Jerry
DeAndre
Rice
Hopkins,
did have blazing
Jerry
speed.
Rice. I mean, yeah. So there's a long list of guys that get picked a little bit later. And I think Marquise Hollywood Brown was in the mid-20s last year, and I think he's going to be pretty good. And I think Jeudy can be similar to him. And so he may fall down a little bit, and if he does, then somebody's going to get a fantastic value.
All right, that's Chad Ryder. Great job, man. We're looking forward to tonight, and as we know you are, he's the NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. Excellent work, man. We'll talk to you maybe next week.
Sounds great, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy. Up next, we're going to give our biggest sleepers of the draft and some unexpected moves you could see tonight. It's the iCouple, George Reister in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and George Reister's in for Rob Parker, and it is NFL Draft Week, and Lowe's is doing a special draft of their own this year. They're thanking their associates who are supporting everyone during this crisis. Do not miss all the Lowe's associates we'll recognize next hour during the draft right here on Fox Sports Radio. The coverage will begin momentarily, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with Jay Glazer, Joel Klatt, Peter Schrager. That's a trio you don't want to miss, as they'll be predicting and breaking down every pick of the first round. It's all presented by Lowe's right here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, George, who do you think is a sleeper in tonight's draft? A guy that's going to make an impact in this league that a lot of people aren't talking about.
I think that there is a couple options. There's obviously that there is Jalen Hurts. There's Patrick Queen from LSU. But the guy that I'm going to look at is Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver from Arizona State. You know, everybody's been focusing on CeeDee Lamb,
right?
Jerry Jeudy, Ruggs, all those guys. But I think that he's a guy who's been under the radar severely, but you could see him go in the first round and everybody's going to be like, where did this dude come from? But when he gets on the field, dude's a baller.
What is it you like? Like, what is it that makes you feel like he could stand out? You know, because obviously these other guys are highly touted, but you like him better than these guys?
Or not better. Like, I think the other guys have earned the right to be drafted higher, but I do believe that Ayuk will be a guy who will stick in the league and will be a producer in the league. Okay. I mean, you expect the other guys to do it. You know, you expect Jeudy, Ruggs, Lamb to be good wide receivers. But I think that Brandon Ayuk is a guy that you really have to pay attention to and say, hold up. If you look up 2 years from now and he's in the top 10 in receiving, don't be surprised, because he's fast, he's strong, runs good routes, and he has big play ability. So, yeah, he's everything you want in a wideout.
You mentioned my guy. I like Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts. I know we're not hearing a lot about him. What, they got him ranked 5th, 6th, 7th, you know, some people among quarterbacks. But I see a winner. I'm big on the intangibles, as Rob will tell you. That's why I like Dak Prescott. I like Russell Wilson. I think there's similarities to both of those guys with Jalen Hurts. We know all he did is win at Alabama. We know he showed the mental toughness to bounce back from adversity when he loses the starting position to Tua and then has to come in the SEC championship against Georgia and leads them on a comeback victory. So we saw what he did this year at Oklahoma, not only with his arm, but with his legs. And I just think this is a guy that people are sleeping on, as they slept on Wilson and Dak. And I'm not saying it'll be as good as Russell Wilson. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but I do think he can be a starter in this league and a very good one. A guy that's not going to, you know,
go ahead. Are not off base. Right. Chris, you are not off base at all there, because when you look at Jalen Hurts, like you said, he's come in, done every single thing right, done what you asked him to do, and made sense of it all. Like, the dude is a winner. He does everything right. And it's kind of similar to what they tried to do with Deshaun Watson, where they tried to pick apart his game. Everything was there. He was a winner. He came through in the clutch, made good passes, did everything you asked him to do, but then they still try to tear the guy's game apart. So I think that was an excellent pick, Chris.
All right, well, we are brought to you by Lowe's tonight, and they are doing it big for NFL Draft Week. They're doing a special draft of their own this year, as we said. They're thanking their associates who've been supporting everyone during this crisis. Do not miss all the Lowe's associates that we will be recognizing tonight, starting in the next hour during the draft here on Fox Sports Radio. Coverage begins next at 8 p.m. Eastern with Jay Glazer, Joel Klatt, and Peter Schrager. They're predicting and breaking down every pick of the first round. It's all presented by Lowe's right here on Fox Sports Radio. Quickly, we got about 20 seconds for you, George. What's something, a surprise you think will happen tonight whether it's a big trade or a team move, you know, something like that. What do you think is a surprise that'll happen tonight?
I think that Tua may go with that number two pick, whether it's to Washington or somebody else that trades up into that spot. I think that that'd be a big time surprise and interesting tonight. But I want to thank you, Chris. I appreciate you for having me on. Well wishes to Rob as well, you know, because the Odd Couple is the place to be from 4 to 7 on a typical day, man.
That's right. Hey, look, man, you've done a great job the last 2 days. Like I said, you take a good punch. You know, I've been jabbing you. I've been sticking and moving, and you keep coming back for more. So you my man. Pew!